On Valentine's Day, people in cities across Canada held marches to honor the lives of missing and murdered women. Over 3,000 women have disappeared or been killed in Canada since the 1970s. A disproportionately high number of them were Indigenous. This year marked the 23rd annual Women's Memorial March, which originated in Vancouver, British Columbia, in response to the growing number of missing and murdered women, most of them Indigenous or poor. On Friday, about 1,000 people gathered in the Vancouver low-income neighborhood known as the Downtown East Side and marched through the streets of the city to call for an end to the violence that vulnerable women in the area and elsewhere face on a daily basis. Lorelei Williams from Skatin Nation shared the story of her disappeared aunt.
My auntie Belinda Williams, who I closely resemble, went missing around 1978. She disappeared without a trace. She still remains missing today. Violence has affected my family directly, and I don't want another woman to go missing or be murdered. They are someone's mother, daughter, aunt, cousin, grandchild, or grandmother. We call our family circles, and when the circle is broken, it takes a very long time to mend all my relations.
Priscilla Mays spoke of how violence against Indigenous women has affected her family.
Hi. My native name is Seth. From my grandmother. We were born on our reserve, Wet'suwet'en. But my late sisters, they were murdered, and one of them was murdered and left for dead in a closet for about a week.
She thanked the crowd for coming out in such high numbers.
But I'm so thankful for the survivors, and I'm so thankful that we are overcomers.
Elder Paula Johnson gave a speech in which she pointed out police complicity with the exploitation of women in the drug trade.
You know, these drug dealers, they exploit our native women. The police walk by and let them give them drugs, own them, and force them to stay out there and sell them. And if they don't sell them, they make that girl go sell herself. Or they cut all her hair off. Or they bear mace her in the face. Or they throw her out the window like Ashley and Sally. You never hear about it. You never hear about it. How come we never hear about our native women that get thrown out windows down here?
Johnson invited Indigenous women to heal from intergenerational trauma in traditional ways rather than with drug use.
You know, there's many sweat lodges around that you guys can come and show. If our women stand strong, our men will follow. And I know there's many recovering addicts that are scared to go to elders, but elders love you. Come to the sweat lodge. That's where you're going to heal. Not with that crack pipe. Not with that needle. Quit killing yourself. Then we won't give this society a chance to kill you.
Woodward is one of the organizers of the Vancouver Women's March.
My name is Mona Woodward. I'm the executive director of Aboriginal Front Door Society. I am Cree, Lakota, and Soto from Coacatoos, Saskatchewan.
Thank you. Can you tell me about your role in organizing the Memorial March?
I am one of many women and organizations that come together way before the march starts, months before, and we do planning and organizing around what we need to do to make it happen. And it includes a task list of different people that are designated to take on that task to make the march a success every year.
What motivated you to be a part of the organizing?
The injustice of missing and murdered Aboriginal women and girls. That society doesn't value an Aboriginal woman, and that there are so many systemic failures to address the issue that it allowed it to go on for so long. And now things are changing, and it's a new day. It's a new movement that has happened, and we have finally been getting recognized.
What has been the government action regarding this issue? What has been its response to the activism?
The day before the march, the BC government released that indicated that they were going to be, when it comes to a missing person, that they were going to have access to their files around the ministry. They could get in their files around text and cell phones. So that's kind of new and interesting, because the sooner that they're able to find these women, you know, the first 24 hours are, you know, very important.
Can you talk about the role of the police?
The police have to uphold the law in regards to violence against women. When we look at some of the issues within Sister Watch that have come from the community level, you know, so there are different issues that have been addressed, but we have a long ways to go.
Sister Watch is a Vancouver Police Department program that includes a crime hotline, town hall meetings, and rewards for information about violence against women.
There needs to be police sensitivity training. There needs to be a better way of working with, you know, marginalized people in this area, but also for specifically sex trade workers, survival sex trade workers. And they need to be treated with dignity and respect, just like the rest of society.
What has been the reaction of the federal government to this issue?
Indifference, blatant disregard, disrespect for the call for a national inquiry. Even though that prior to that, they had the premier's meeting, and at the premier's meeting, most of the premiers were in support of a national inquiry.
A Missing Women's Commission of Inquiry was established in British Columbia in 2010 to look at the trend of missing and murdered women and at how missing women's cases are treated by police. It was led by former Judge Wally Opal. Not everyone was satisfied with the inquiry, which some say excluded the voices of grassroots women's groups. No equivalent exists at the federal level, even though the problem exists Canada-wide. A petition of 23,000 signatures asking the government to hold a national public inquiry was recently delivered to the federal government in Ottawa. Mona, like many activists who do work on this issue, is pointing out that violent offenders tend to prey on a society's most vulnerable members, those they can most easily hurt without facing repercussions, those who are not considered valuable by police and mainstream society. Mona and her peers are now looking to enforce the BC Missing Women's Inquiry recommendations, which includes compensation for the families of the victims. They recently met with BC Minister of Justice Suzanne Anton. They have received the support of Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson, who agreed to bring the advocates' concerns to British Columbia's premier. Stéphanie Clermont, FSRN, Vancouver, Coast Salish Territories.